This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Todd is joining us on Second Date Update this morning. Todd messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. You can, too, if you've been on a great first date, or at least you thought so, but the other person's kind of dragging their feet, getting together for a second, or you've lost touch with them altogether. Todd is joining us this morning. Todd, are you ready for Second Date Update?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little nervous, but I think I'm ready. Let's do it.
So tell us how you met Kristen and kind of like how things got started.
Well, I actually met her growing up. We weren't really close or anything, but we went to kindergarten together.
Okay. And how did you get reacquainted then after all this time?
I was shopping and I saw her. I was just out and I kept staring at her because I couldn't quite place the face. But mm-hmm. I think she saw me staring. So then she started walking towards me, actually. And that's when it clicked. So I said her name. I was like, hey, Kristen.
So I'm assuming you exchanged numbers and then you texted or talked by phone and then you went out. So what did you guys decide to do?
I just took her out. It was really awesome. We were able to, like, talk about being kids. We talked a lot about who we kept in contact with from back then. We did it. It was a nice time.
And I feel like we ask this to everybody, Todd, but can you think of anything that, like, went wrong on the date, may have happened that was awkward or something?
No. It was really friendly. It seemed to go really well, I thought.
Okay, and how long has it been since you've heard from her?
It's been about 3 weeks. So I've tried calling her a bunch of times, but I keep getting sent to voicemail.
Okay, and Todd, why do you think you keep going to voicemail?
I'm not sure. I feel like I can never read these types of situations. Maybe I'm just oblivious. I don't know, but...
All right. Well, that's what we're here for, Todd. We're so glad that you messaged us here on Second Date Update. We're going to try to get to the bottom of this, get some of these answers that you want, and either, you know, get some resolution here or maybe get you and Kristen hooked up for a second date. How does that sound?
I like it.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Kristen?
Yeah, this is Kristen who's calling.
Kristen, thanks for answering. It's Thunder and PT, and I got to tell you, we're on the radio right now. We work at 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, and we just want to ask you a question. If you just had 1 minute this morning to talk to us about a date you went on with Todd, would you just spare a moment to talk about it for a second?
That's like a lot to take in, so... we're on the radio.
Yes.
Hi. Okay.
Yeah, we just kind of want to know what happened on the date with Todd.
You really want to know? It was horrible. It was probably the worst first date I've ever had, and there's some competition there.
Oh, okay, so what could have been so bad about it?
I mean, he, like, seemed to be treating the whole thing as a joke. Like, a joke.
When we talked to Todd, and he didn't come off that way at all to us. He seemed very sincere and very earnest.
Really?
And, like, yeah.
Okay.
And so, can you just tell us what you think he was joking about?
Or why you don't think he took the date seriously?
Well, the restaurant, I mean, you can't even call it a restaurant that he took me to, except, I guess, there was food involved, so in that sense it was a restaurant, but it wasn't a restaurant. It was a strip club.
Oh. He actually took you to a strip club? Which one?
It's called... I don't know if you've heard of it.
Well, we've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So, did you know this going into the date that he was going to take you there? Or this was...
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure there are girls who would embrace that on a first date, but it was incredibly uncomfortable, and I felt like it was just a really, like, disrespectful thing to do, to put me in that position. Like, I don't know.
Look, I know he wanted to take you to a buffet, but, I mean, was the food good?
I mean, he was, like, talking about, like, how great the food was there, but I thought that he was joking that I didn't think we were really going to strip club. I mean, why would I think that was a real thing? I thought it was a joke. And then, yeah, he pulled in to the strip club, and there we were. And I was pretty reluctant to try anything, honestly.
Yeah, like, well, I can understand that. Okay, here's the thing, and not to make this any more uncomfortable for you, Kristen, but we've got Todd on the other line with us, and I think this... I think he owes, because he contacted us, I think he owes us an explanation.
I think he especially owes you an explanation, Kristen.
Todd, why did you think it was a good idea to go to a strip club on your first date?
Listen, the food at is amazing. That's the only reason I picked a place.
I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, that's kind of hopeless.
Do you not believe Todd, Kristen, that he wanted to take you there for the food? Because it sounds to me like he...
If it had really been about the food, couldn't he have ordered it takeout and we could have had a picnic or something?
Todd, that's a pretty good point.
I just feel like you can't really take out a buffet. I mean, the logistics get a little hairy there.
That's true.
I'm not into strippers. It was about the food. Tell me the food wasn't amazing.
I mean, I don't have much comparison. I guess it was, like, pretty good for a strip club, but I don't know. Like, this just doesn't seem like you... I don't think you have the same ideas about dating as I do.
Todd, you don't find bringing a woman to a first date at a gentleman's club a little bit inappropriate?
No, well, it was... listen, if you go out on a date for food, don't you want to go to the place with the best food?
Okay. You've made your point, Todd, about the wonderful buffet at a place that will remain nameless. Here's the question. Kristen, this is what we're here for. Would you like to go out on a second date with Todd? Okay. We're going to take that as a no. Todd, we'll give you a final word here. We just have a moment. Go ahead.
Follow your heart and believe in yourself. If you think the strip club buffet is good, go to the strip club.
Where it's all you can eat. Sage advice.
I would say don't listen to this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Kristen. Thank you so much, guys. As we say, you can get a little bizarre on
Second Date Update.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
More fun, more country. You're starting your day with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.